Baruch Hashem, we have some new faces, so maybe we'll introduce our learning. We try to start our learning with a little bit of Avat Chesed. This is the work that Chafetz Chaim wrote about the laws and the Hashkafa, the philosophical approach to doing kindness. And the Chafetz Chaim had gone off on a tangent. He had discussed those people who don't appreciate how much good they can do with the little bit of extra that every person has. You know, every person has something that he has extra. It could be an extra jacket, it could be an extra 5 shekel, and you could actually start a lending gemach where you lend out whatever it is that you have extra. It could be an extra set of books. And he said today people are always looking to make that extra cent by trying to lend for profit and taking interest. And then he says, okay, so now that we've mentioned them, let's talk about people who take interest for a minute. So he says, let's talk a little bit about people who lend to their fellow man, to a fellow Jew, for interest. First thing, if you want to be making interest off your fellow Jew, you have to know that you have to do it in a way that's proper. Meaning our sages instituted a way that it would be permissible. Ordinarily we know the Torah prohibits taking interest from fellow men. But the Torah says there's a way of doing it. If we enter into a business investment together, so there's a way of wording the contract that we're partners, and it's not like a loan. Meaning, let's say you need a loan of $1 million to buy your house, right? So we could make it that I'm lending you the money, or we can make it that we're going to be partners in buying the house. Let's say it's a business. That's a better example. So then when we write up the contract, we write it that we're going to be partners. And for our partnership, every month, I'm going to get out of this partnership X amount of money. So that's called a heter iska, where really you want a loan. Really, I'm not going to be a silent partner for all intents and purposes. I'm not going to be involved in your business. But in order for me to collect what would otherwise be called interest, we set up the deal so that it's not a loan, but rather we're partners. You guys with me? Now, obviously, I run a bigger risk if we're really partners, right? If the business goes belly up, so then can I demand my principal back that we run into a problem, right? How could I guarantee my principal if we're really partners? So those are the sticky points of how you write up a heter iska. So he says the first thing you have to ensure is if you're going to give a loan for interest, you have to ensure that the heter iska is written up properly. You shouldn't, God forbid, transgress the prohibition of collecting interest from your fellow man. Otherwise, the Talmud warns us, a person that lends and takes interest in transgression of the biblical prohibition of taking interest from his fellow man, so then our sages say that aside from the great punishment that the Torah warns of this, but it causes one's assets to go down. Our sages say that this pertains to whether it'll come back when the dead are resurrected. Our sages say that when Ezekiel, the prophet, brought back the dead, that famous prophecy where he saw the dry bones and he brought them back, it says everyone stood up aside from one. And our sages say, how come that one person stayed on the ground? How come he didn't come back to life? Because he had taken interest. So interest can prevent the person from coming back to life. And a person who takes interest, the Talmud says in Bab Metzia, it's as though he's signed that he has no portion in the God of Israel. Because he figures, who's going to know if I am taking interest, I'm not taking interest. The key to making it rich in this world is making it rich in this world. You know, doing whatever you can. So when a person takes interest, that he's indicating that he doesn't believe God is running the show, he believes he's running the show. So he says, I don't want to go into it too much, but these are a few points he has to know, and we'll continue with this, Bezrat Hashem, next time.